you said that you saw that your parents only attended school until the eighth grade?
That's what I was understood, yeah. That was how it was going then. I mean, it was. See, when you finish the eighth grade, then you take an exam, and if you passed it, you could teach.
So that's the part, that's what I was interested in. You could teach after eighth grade, but you had to pass an exam.
Right. But see, nobody, you didn't have no students no high in eighth grade because they didn't carry them no higher. Of course, in later years, they, you know, moved on up, but then he always taught a rural school.
Your father?
Yeah. And the rural school only went through eighth grade.
Okay.
And when you finished eighth grade, then you had to come to Macon to the high school. And they would board over town because there was no buses or nothing that would carry or nothing. See, they had buses, but only the white could ride buses. But if you lived it out too far to walk, then you came over town and boarded with somebody.
Did you do that?
No, we always walk. We were within about 2.5 miles.
So you walked back home?
Mm-hmm. But say, like in Prayer Point or Big Valley, like that. And usually, most of the time, it was nothing but girls nowhere, because the boys, and when they got that far, they was about grown anyway, and they didn't. Might a few finished high school back in that time. In my class, we only had 15 in the whole class, boys and girls, to finish high school that year. And so we was about the largest class that they had in a while.
15 were in your graduating class.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think there were so few graduates?
Well, number one, I'm speaking of the black. Well, by the time you put 5 months in school, you couldn't make a grade. You end up back in that same grade another year. And by the time you double up like that, you've got to be a big teenager before you finish eighth grade. And you need to be out working anyway in the fields and so.
Well,